What do you do when you are working in your business all the time, but you're not seeing the growth you want, you're not making the money that you want, and you just don't know what to do next or how you could even fit more time into your schedule to work on your business? How do you stop overworking and under-earning? If this is you, I want you to understand that this is something that happens all of the time, and I honestly think is a little bit of a rite of passage for business owners. I see women all the time who start and grow their businesses and end up creating a job for themselves, except they're working as much or more than they were working in their corporate jobs, but not making nearly as much as they made from that corporate paycheck. Because I know that you started your business in part for the CEO paycheck and financial freedom, let's talk about exactly what you can do if you're feeling like you're always busy but not earning a profit, how you can instead start creating a profit and also take 5 to 10 hours or more out of your calendar every single week. The solution for you that I want you to go and implement immediately is to start taking more intentional action. Becoming more clear on exactly what it is that you need to do to create a business that is highly profitable and that also doesn't require you to spend every waking minute staring at your laptop. This is exactly what we're going to map out in my free 5-day challenge starting April 22nd. We're going to walk step by step through how to create a profitable growth strategy for your business that is aligned with the way that you want to run your business and your life. If you're interested in joining the challenge, go check out all the details in the description. When you feel busy all the time, but you're not seeing growth, that tells me that you're not doing the things that actually move your business forward. You might be avoiding things that feel like they're maybe uncomfortable. You might be worried about taking yourself out of the day-to-day and how your clients are going to react. You might not feel worthy of actually achieving the things, of having the visibility and the audience and the money that you say you want. So here's what you need to do in order to save time every week, to cut things out of your calendar, to work less, but still be able to grow your business and take home a CEO paycheck. First, you want to create a complete growth strategy. Most business owners that I work with are missing 1 to 2 elements of a complete growth strategy, and they're highly focused on things like creating consistent social media content, even though maybe all of their clients don't actually come from social media. The 4 main things you want to have outlined in your growth strategy are making sure you have offers that people really, really want to buy, making sure that you know how to consistently generate leads that are ideal clients, making sure that you are consistently asking for and making the sale, even if right now sales feels icky, we need to make sure that we're putting ourselves out there and asking for the sale. And then we need to deliver your offers to your clients. Everybody's growth strategy for their business is going to be different based on the vision you have for how you want to live your life, for how you want to work in your business, for how you want to interface with your clients, what kind of team you want to have, how much time you want to spend. The options for how to build a business are endless. What's really important is that you get clear on the vision you have for your version of financial and time freedom and then design that strategy to fit in with your vision. Once you've designed that growth strategy for your business, you need to go through and ask yourself, what's missing? Which key piece of this strategy am I missing? Or maybe you're not actually missing a piece of the strategy, but maybe there's something that's holding you back from showing up and doing the thing consistently. Maybe you are spending too much time in client meetings, so you're not able to focus on consistent lead generation. Maybe you have too many offers, and so you're not able to sell the highly profitable offer that is the one you actually want to spend most of your time on. Maybe you just don't feel comfortable with the idea of selling, and so you don't ask for the sale on a regular basis. Once you've created your strategy and identified the pieces that are missing, what you need to do next is look at the way you're spending time on your calendar and ask yourself, what are the things that you could completely eliminate from your calendar? What are things that you could delegate, or what are things that you can defer until later so that you have the time and energy to prioritize the actual things that will move your business forward? This could be things like cutting meetings off your calendar or delegating meetings to a team member. I've had clients recently who have let go of a whole bunch of their clients because they realized that those offers or that type of client was not aligned with the strategy they want to move their business forward. Or maybe you're spending a lot of time doing a ton of nurture content when you really need to spend more time at the top of your funnel bringing in more potential leads. Once you identify the things on your calendar that aren't actually the things that are going to move you forward, then it's your job to make a change. To either eliminate those things entirely from your to-do list or from your calendar, or delegate them to another team member. So if you are tired of feeling like you are overworked and underpaid in your business, like you've created just another job for yourself and you are ready for a CEO paycheck and you're ready to step up out of the day-to-day work and start doing more of the things that light you up inside, I highly recommend you check out my free Profit Plan Challenge, which is kicking off this week, April 22nd through April 26th. Don't worry, you can join late and I will send you all the replays. And if you want support in implementing that growth strategy, then make sure you get on the waitlist for the High Profit Society, where you will have my whole content library, plus monthly trainings and Q&As and group challenges to help you work toward financial freedom and financial health through profitable and sustainable business growth. You can check out all of the details for the challenge and the High Profit Society in the description. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Listening and learning is great, but implementing what you learned is even better. So what's one thing you can do this week to make more money in your business, save for your financial future, and start living your most prosperous life? If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and share with a friend because it helps me reach more amazing female entrepreneurs like yourself. See you in next week's episode.